It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In Afghanistan today, scattered violence and Taliban threats are keeping some voters away from the polls. Plenty of others are braving the uncertainty and going out to cast their ballots for president and provincial councils. This morning, we're checking in with our reporters around Afghanistan, and we go now to the south, to the province of Kandahar, the birthplace of the Taliban, also the heart of the country's largest ethnic group, the Pashtuns. The day began with explosions that could be heard in Kandahar City. Still, voters started trickling into the polling centers. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson is in Kandahar, and we check in with her right now. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing, Renee?
Fine. So at this point in the day, how is the voting going? And what are they telling you? What are voters telling you?
Well, the turnout appears light here in Kandahar. I mean, part of that is certainly the explosions. There have been a dozen of them so far, and it sounds like rockets and roadside bombs, and they basically serve as a backdrop this morning to the elections here. But officials here are refusing to say much about what that noise is. But not surprisingly, this is really dampening some of the turnout, and certainly we're seeing far more men than women turning up at the polls. And those who are coming out are saying that they're ignoring the noise, that they feel safe thanks to a contingent of Afghan police officers and soldiers who are throughout the town. And election officials say they, too, are heartened. I spoke with election worker Abdul Hussein at Zahir Shahi High School, where most of the voters in Kandahar have turned out thus far.
If we look to the security is very good now, so the people will come and just vote.
So the explosions are not worrying
anybody? I'm not sure about the explosion, because if you see everywhere, there are army, also Afghan national police. They are just searching the people. If there is explosion, that will happen further from the centers.
So that was one election worker here in Kandahar City. But it's important to note that at least one center was attacked by a grenade this morning.
And the security measures, how tight and well done is security there?
Well, it was a little bit of a slow start this morning. Certainly when we went at 7 a.m., there wasn't anybody to be seen, it seemed. But then, certainly within 15, 20 minutes or so, Afghan army and police started showing up. And they've been very strict about checking every car that comes through. You have to have a special document to be able to drive today, which is why so many people are going by bicycle and on foot to polling stations. And there's really very little sign of foreign troops. The thing is, the foreigners want to make sure that they don't appear as being part of this election. They really want this to be about Afghans for Afghans.
Well, one of the big questions going into all of this was how many voting centers and their sort of satellite voting areas would really, in fact, be able to open today. What do you know of that?
Well, election officials say that all of the 491 polling centers in five provinces, that all of them are open. But the problem is that it's very difficult to verify this independently. And given the government has made such a strong case for not reporting any violence and having this be a positive day, some of that is suspect, because some of these areas are certainly very much influenced by the Taliban, and the Taliban is, in fact, present there. And so, again, I mean, it's just impossible to verify independently, but officials are reporting all of them are open.
And of course, as many people as vote down there in Kandahar, that would help, of all the candidates, President Hamid Karzai, who's expected to take a lot of the Pashtun vote.
Absolutely. Voters here are not very inclined to talk about who they're going to vote for. But those who were willing to discuss it indicated that they were, in fact, voting for President Karzai, who was born in this province. I should note one other thing. The women's polling center that I went to here, there seemed to be very few people going there, very few women that I saw. And it's interesting to note that the ballot boxes were very full, which sort of raises the question of whether there's, in fact, the transparency and fairness and, honesty that certainly the Afghan government says that it wants to see with its elections and that the international observers are hoping for.
Soraya, we'll be talking to you later in the day as the voting goes on.
Absolutely. Thank you, Renee.
NPR Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson is in Kandahar City covering the Afghan election.